What's up, Paul? How you doing, man? Hey, Matthew, how you doing? I did.
No. I want my babies. I want my babies.
All right. So who's calling in? We're called in. My bad, y'all. The music stuff. Fucking somebody else is on my Pandora, man. I don't know what that is. Something.
My bad. You wasn't at the damn keyboard, my boy.
Me?
Yeah.
Somebody else was listening to my music. It popped up on my Pandora. Let them listen or let me listen. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the hell?
Let me listen.
Who else got your Pandora?
I think it's because I got it on two phones. That's why it keeps doing that.
Yeah, you kicking yourself off of the other.
Oh, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. It's been doing that for years, though. I'll be on Pandora, and all of a sudden, it'll be like, somebody else is trying to use your Pandora. Let them listen or let you listen.
Hell, Chris might be still trying to use it.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't. Don't cough too hard, Janie. You get the rest of the day.
Oh, that ain't nothing. That's the car next door.
Yeah, shit, yeah, all out there.
That's a whole car away, bro.
You're all out there smoking.
There's a few cars with smoke coming out.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Alright.
It's Monday.
Oh yeah, it is today.
Alright. Got a fucking sty in my right eye going on, man.
Oh man, those suck.
It does.
I had one on my eye and I had an internal one as well. It was like inside my eyelid.
Yeah, that's what mine is. It's inside my eye.
Oh, horrible.
Squeeze the shit out of it, it'll go away.
I know, they say you're not supposed to, but I do every time.
I got a sty cream, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But it is aggravating, dude. It is aggravating.
I don't believe that.
My whole fucking body is falling apart. But it's just the right side of my body, so I'm alright.
I'm so bad I woke up between my shoulder blades aching, and then I got a pain that's running from my right shoulder down to my elbow, and it's just like running a track back and forth, back and forth.
Pinch a nerve somewhere?
It's the same spot that I got fucked up with the tree, so I'm guessing it's got something to do with that shit.
If I cut out, it's because I'm going through spotty service for about 10 minutes, but... I shouldn't be too bad.
We live in spotty service.
Why are you so silly, girl? Why are you so silly? Nah, I should cut it down. She flips it all the way down. What are you doing there? Stop being silly. Supposed to get hot today, Paul.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Carson's grandma passed away the other night too.
Did she really? That's wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. How old was she? She had to be in her 80s or 90s, didn't she?
What? 92?
92
or 93?
She's about the same age as my grandma. Yeah. That's crazy. That's a long life though, man.
Like right after. Yeah. Right after Uncle Billy died, what, 6 months to a year ago, she like went downhill immediately after he died. Like Alzheimer's set in on her and like it's obvious she was fighting hard for him.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, 92, 93, that's a good life, dude.
Oh, yeah. She exceeded her husband by a long shot.
A lot of women do, man. A lot of women do.
I don't remember ever meeting him.
This cave never made it home last night.
Yeah. 21 now. There's a lot of those nights to come.
Yeah.
But at least he's not drinking and driving.
Right. Don't mean he ain't riding around with people who are. You know what I mean?
This is true. This is true. That's probably why he didn't make it home, though, because he didn't want to ride with that drunk motherfucker.
I will say, that the dude, Stacy, man, he won't even smoke if he has to go to work in like an hour. He waits. He won't drink or smoke if he has to go somewhere. So I will say that's probably good. He's probably pretty good. So, but he won't even smoke weed if he has to go somewhere. He gets paranoid. As
hell, that's how I get through it. Right. The fuck was that?
Hey, Kartik, how
you doing? Is that a hippo?
No. You said, is that a hippo in the middle of Chester?
She said that, too.
How would there be a hippo in Chester for, Paul?
Nah, it's some video she's watching that they had it like a dog sitting in the damn passenger seat of the car. It probably was a walrus or something, man, but it just looked like a hippo face.
Although, if there was to be a hippo in South Carolina, Chester would probably be where it's at.
Oh, I got a little bit of everything around here.
Yeah. My fucking eyes fucking with me today, dude. I'm telling you, this style is fucking no joke, man. My eyes half ass open. Fucking with me, itching. Can't ever just wake up normal anymore, man. Shit's fucking crazy.
I'm telling you, man, those days are long gone. I'm just glad I can crawl out of bed half the time.
Well, we got the grandbaby again today, so you better be active.
It's gonna be a fight today because he just now got his mom and daddy back. He ain't got one like this.
Shit.
Fuck. That's how I do that.
How y'all get the grandkid today? They just got back off vacation, didn't they?
Yeah, but she has to go to work, and then his daddy won't get off till about 6:30.
Again for a whole hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's if she don't show up when I get off work. Then I get them 4 hours.
Why not? Because you got to make the team leave.
She has to bring me the title. I mean,
there you go. Yeah, so.
I don't want it.
Yeah,
don't
so worry. Working today, Bo? They got you doing something productive?
I work every day. I don't know what the fuck she talking about walking back and forth talking about she looked something to do.
What? Walking?
I don't know. I've heard you over there trying to find somewhere to displace yourself.
I ain't a pimper. I'm a grinder.
And pimper slash pimper.
Paul said I'm a grinder. Hey, humble dog, how you doing, bud? Hope I was treating you well today. Dude, this thing is going to get on my god. Plus the nerves, man. There ain't no stopping it. Ah. The constant feeling of something stuck in your eye, man. This shit sucks. Oh, shit, man. How you doing today, homie dog? Life treating you good, man? Hey, Blackbeard, how you doing? I swear there's a ride somewhere. Blackbeard's Revenge.
Blackbeard.
Yeah, ain't that a, that's a ride somewhere, dude. Blackbeard's Revenge.
I used to be a Carowinds, Blackbeard's Revenge.
Yeah, okay. Those Carowinds, okay. I knew I had rode it before. It was like a log flume ride, right? And a big rat, if you go down and hit the big thing of water and it shoots up everywhere over the bridge and gets everybody on the bridge wet. Those black bears were getting there. Was that? Was,
Nah, black bears were then. You went in that room and sat on the deck like you were in the belly of a ship, and the ship was like tossing and turning. It was major seasick as hell.
Yeah, that big, the big rat I'm talking about was Rip Roaring Rapids, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rip Roaring Rapids or Whitewater Falls.
Yeah.
Whitewater Falls is the one where you stand on the bridge and then about knock you through the wall.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Hey, Sue, how you doing?
Rip Roaring Rapids. I'm okay. You alright? I look all off.
Okay, Sue.
Dude. I got a star in my right eye. It's fucking closed. I can't see out of some of it.
It's so painful.
Yeah, this is a pain in the ass, is what it is.
Have you got a... You need to get cold tea bag. A cold, used tea bag and hold it on it.
I got star cream that I'm putting on there.
No, put a cold tea bag on it. Used tea bag.
Get it.
Gotta be Earl Grey.
Yeah, it's be Earl Grey. Right?
You're bloody fucking you. I was just saying to Caps, I forgot I'm not about next Sunday, am I? I'm in Spain.
Are you going to be able to go to Spain?
I'm going. I don't give a shit what the hospital said this morning. They want me to wait and see the one who operated on me now to see what he needs to do. So... You know what I mean? I might as well be enjoying myself. As long as I don't lift anything and I've got my sling and stuff, I'm not going to miss out.
I really hope you don't mess yourself up, Sue.
Oh, well, there's hospitals out there too, aren't there, love?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure.
I've got a credit card. I can't get insurance on it, obviously, because it's a previous problem. They don't cover you for previous things, do they?
I don't know how it works there. I don't know.
Well, they do, but it will cost me so much money. It's not worth it. I might as well just take the risk. If anything happens, I'll pay the hospital bill.
Yeah, here you can get covered for a pre-existing condition. It just you had to pay a really high premium on your insurance.
High premium. Yeah, same as here, basically. Yeah. Yeah. They may not even cover it because obviously... Something's happened, and I'm waiting to see the surgeon, so it might not even cover that. So I'm not bothered. I'm just going to take a chance. So I just said to Caps, I'm not about Sunday. I completely forgot to say Sunday. So it's up to you two whether you want to go ahead or wait or whatever you want to do, really. I'm quite happy to send somebody the spreadsheet if you want it.
Yeah, I can. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We can go back to the old position and paper for a day.
Well, yeah, you can do that, Paul. Yeah, why not? Why not?
Oh, that's fucked
up. Oh, you're a shitbag, Mist. Go in your bed. Please don't open that door.
He's
done it.
Yeah, it's not like he wanted to open the door.
He's done it. He's opened it. He slams open the door. Mr. Pink Sty Eye. I wonder who that is. Pink Sty Eye.
Yeah, his name is Mr. Pink Sty Eye.
He's funny.
I ain't got pink eye.
Why don't you...
He's got a star.
You can't lose anything. Why don't you try a tea bag, the old-fashioned remedy on it. Try it. You can't lose anything, can you, Lassa?
Get a used tea bag. I don't have used tea bags laying around, so...
Bullshit, didn't you just bought some tea last night?
Yeah, I made tea this morning.
Well, there you go.
Full bags work much better, he said. You're a cunt. Have you heard of that, though? Seriously.
Tea bag on a high? Yeah, I've heard of that before.
It is an old-fashioned remedy.
Point out.
Oh, Oz.
Yeah, hey, Oz.
What's going on here? What's going on here?
What's going on here?
Let's have a look at this. Shit. I'm in the room, am I? Mm-hmm. Bloody hell.
Yeah, you're here.
What's going on here? How you going, guys? Yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, mate, Bri, how you doing? Yeah. You're doing really good,
eh? Hey. Shh. Shh. Can't hear no one.
Fucking things on me. What's up, guys?
No. I'll come back.
No, no. I hear you, Oz.
Okay.
He can't hear us.
Yeah, man.
It kept happening on my show. He kept being kicked out, he reckons, and coming back in. And I don't know. And so was Lou Rot, actually. I don't know what's going on today.
Hey, Oz, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. I couldn't hear you when I first came in.
You can hear me when you first come in?
No, oh, I couldn't hear nothing.
I could hear you then, too. I was just ignoring you. Oh, all right.
Unless you just didn't say hello. Maybe that's why I didn't hear nothing.
We all said hello to you, Oz. Don't get paranoid.
Yeah, we all said hello.
Oh. Oh, okay. I wasn't getting paranoid. I'm not at that state yet. Give me a couple more joints. Jesus. God, don't encourage the freaking situation. Hey, how you doing, Arnie C? Long time no see. Been a while.
I'm
doing all right. Been an
hour. Yeah, at least an hour, yeah.
Oh, bloody hell. Yeah. I was getting withdrawals.
Did you miss me? Yeah.
I did. Oh, man. I was. Yeah.
Like hole in the head.
Yeah. Thankfully, I had a picture of you. Yeah, I was just looking at it and doing all sorts of things with it, you know what I mean? God. Hey, Sheep. Welcome to my world.
Come on.
I thought the dog was talking back to her.
No, he's not yet.
Sounds like a little female child. Didn't know I could talk English. Real English.
Do everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Border collie. Yeah.
Yeah, border collie. Done anything. Yeah.
Hey, Ozzy, how you doing?
Hey, Shep. Hey, good, mate. Good. Good to see you.
Watch your videos, man. You're okay. Watch your videos, girl.
Just ignore me, then.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't mess with your eyes. No, baby. It's okay. Yeah, just lay down, close your eyes, take a little snoozy snooze, and make you feel better.
Oh, don't say that. I've got to go back out. I could just do that now.
Yeah.
Oh, same here.
Another snooze.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing about 15 minutes ago. I thought, oh, it's bedtime. Oh, man. That'd be so nice.
Maybe
I
can take a little snoozy snooze. So.
Yeah, I've got to go back out. Half an hour.
Snoozy.
Don't. You did that with your dog, snoozy. And your dog was going to sleep.
You're getting tired, little Sue.
I can't believe I was still up at fucking 2 o'clock this morning. I went to bed early last night as well.
Yeah.
You missed puzzling.
Yeah, I slept like a champion last night.
I missed
my show last night.
I did. I know. I don't just go to bed. I'd gone to bed and then I went to sleep. Then I woke up and I went on Rocket League with the boys. And then I don't know what time it was at. I think it's about 1:30, 2 o'clock. And then that's why I missed your show.
Yeah, I was waiting because it was like 9 o'clock my time when he had his food.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I haven't come across it. Sorry, shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think I came to the Russia show last night, but I think I fell asleep. I don't know.
Chris?
Wasn't I on the show with you? I mean, yeah.
Retard, Chris.
I know.
Hey, 4Q,
I could have sworn when I woke up this morning. I could have sworn that my phone.
I've never played my yo-yo before, Kat. So
my phone was on your room still.
Do a yo-yo.
How you doing, 4? Good to see you, mate.
Fuck you.
Hey, I'm going to talk to Eric. Is he on the panel at the moment? Is he not around?
No.
I've got to talk to him about some.
Hey, PBG, how
are
you
doing?
I have a private conversation with Eric. I know. I want to see if we can... I want to see if we can start up a Podbean like rehabilitation center like Alcoholics Anonymous. Yeah, where we can slowly wean ourselves up the
air. You're 29 minutes telling you to go to the old man show. You're right.
Check out the pants and
Eric's, I don't know if you realize it though, Ozzy, but Eric's more of an enabler.
Oh yeah, he's probably the worst of them
too. He's selling the like, shit, bro.
Well, you can start with the beans and weed and work your way to the old man.
Eric's the plug, bro. Seriously.
He's the worst. He's the instigator, yeah, true. He'll be dancing with the devil.
If you don't like coke, we got some dope here at 10 o'clock. I mean,
I can say that. Well, we can help you wean off if you just start from here and work your way from this show to the next.
Yeah,
hard to find Quaaludes nowadays. Well, come on over to the Potluck Podcast and
that'd be a freaking trip. He'd love it. He'd love it. I love his advice, though. I think it'd be fantastic. He's probably like, "Well, I've never experienced that. I've been thinking about it actually, and yeah, we can probably do that." I think we need it. We need a group of the rehabilitated people of Podbean. Look, the outcast room.
I've been saying this a lot, and I don't want it to happen, but I would love to see Poppy just pull the plug on this live shit and see what happens, man. I want to see the disaster.
There'll be homicide rates. Brooklyn, New York. Boston.
I'm crying.
I'm going to TikTok. What would they do as a pacifier? It'd be hard.
I don't know. I mean, I think I would evolve right to Discord.
I'd have to ring us up on the phone and talk to us one-on-one. We could start our own. Yeah, that's right. We could start our own. Just do our own shit.
Yeah, Pine's still building it.
All right. Oh, that's right. That's been about 3 years though, man.
It's a big platform.
It's going to be a big fucking plan, man, when that comes through. All right. 2 or 3 years in the making. You got Joe Rogan?
The guy the other day that was on the Old Man's Podcast last Monday was saying something about another app that does live podcasts, but I think he got it mixed up though. He said Riverside was the name of it, but I didn't look into it.
Yeah, Jay Reagan had me back. I've only been on there twice. He kicked me off the second time. I started talking about National Socialism. <Didn't like it. laughs> He's like, "You're out of here, man." Oh, shit. Yeah, you don't like me. First show wasn't too bad.
What's up, Shane? How you doing, man?
Yep.
Sorry about that.
You can't play with your yo-yo for 2 months, Sue? It's a long time.
Is it a Coca-Cola yo-yo?
So don't take no notice of him.
It's got to be a Coca-Cola.
I could never do yo-yos anyway. I could never do
really? I was a fucking yo-yo champion of Bayonne, man.
I used to do the dog walk everywhere. I used to do cradle, all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah, man. I could do tricks in my yo-yo.
Mine used to go up and down, down, and up. Oh, it was crazy.
Up and down was the hardest, but that guy was.
Yeah, man.
I used to pop and fucking pull
I had the best wrist, man, when I had that backspin when I did the walk the dog.
What was the, other one that was called? Was it walk the dog where you throw it and it just spins on the string and then you wind
it back?
You
walk
and
it. Yeah,
it back and comes back up. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
Rock the cradle was where you do a little pyramid and
yeah,
you just rock it around.
Yeah.
I used to get it tangled around my finger.
I just hit myself in the head.
I was cack-handed.
I tried to do the loop spin that many times. I just kept hitting myself in the friggin' head. I gave over that one. Bang! This ain't fun.
I used to say this later.
Ah, yes, that one of them. Yeah.
They used to take those big-ass batteries. They were heavy, man.
They were good. I reckon the heavier yeah-yeahs were the best, man.
Yeah, you're right.
I used to have the Coca-Cola one. They were pretty good. I think they're one of the best ones, mate.
Man, I want a yo-yo. They still make yo-yos?
You can go to Amazon.com and buy some yo-yos.
I don't want to give it. I don't want to give my money to Duncan.
Oh, I bet you was good at that, Cats. I bet you was good at that as well, yo-yoing. Around the world is when you do a 360 with it. I've never even heard of that one. I've had it around my neck, probably.
Okay,
you're fine.
Fuck yo-yos. Damn stupid ass toy. Put it right up there with a Rubik's Cube.
I guess Russ wasn't good at the yo-yo.
I could do simple tricks with it, man. You just.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, like, the tough ones are frustrating, aren't they?
Yeah, no, it just. The string always wind up getting in knots and shit. I don't even know how that shit happened. Like, you go to pick it up, like, you put it up, go get it next time, and there'd be, like, 15 knots in it.
Well, sometimes as soon as you let go of the loop on your finger, it twists up. Because of all the times it spun around in a circle.
Yeah. That shit's pain in the ass. It was like that stupid little fucking toy that looked like a... looked like a bent fucking clothes hanger that had a wheel that would spin from the top to the bottom and back up to the top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you get like,
I know what you're talking about.
It inside out of itself. And, yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It was like a bike tire riding. It was like a train tire riding like the track.
Yeah. But it just looked like a little bent clothes hanger, you know? Like an old wire clothes
yeah,
hanger.
I remember. Yeah.
Shit, they used to come up with to entertain us. Fuse them together, they were like, shit, what the hell are you talking about? The fuck are you talking about, Caps? Alright, Oz, we'll see you later, man. This man said he had two halves of a fucking yo-yo and fused it together.
Yeah, because when he was growing up, he was so poor, he only had a yo. He had to buy two halves separate. He couldn't afford a yo-yo, so he got a yo, and then he got another yo.
Yeah, no.
Fused
together with used tampons. There wasn't nothing else around the house, a shoestring or something.
I used to jump off the roof. That was my fun.
I mean, those strings are curiously long. There's tampon, man. So how far does that go inside you, girl? Damn. Did you have to pull out the little pull tab when you buy toys that come with batteries? You got to pull that little piece out so the batteries work.
Little plastic piece.
Yeah. Shit goes way deeper than you even think. It's like an iceberg. You're only looking at a third of it. The rest of it is below the surface.
Y'all talking about yo-yos. Remember, I had the spring on mine broke. And the only thing that I knew of that would work was in the, you know, talk box that you pop the lines with. So I sprang out of my grandpa's south line. Man, I made a mess all over the house with that shit.
I don't know what you're saying, man.
Did it work, though?
He said he caught where the strings
were. Yeah, but it blew shit everywhere.
Okay. Choke line, yeah, you're saying. Line, yeah. When he broke the string on his yo-yo, he replaced it by using choke line. Problem is, one is his grandfather was looking to use it, couldn't find it, because Paul took it to use it to fix his yo-yo. And two, choke line makes a mess.
Oh, he beat my ass when he found out that I set his damn chalk line, so now he couldn't use it at all.
Yeah.
You're right, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think chalk lines were an ingenious invention.
Yep.
Put a bunch of chalk in a box with a string.
I'd use it many a times on work sites to build walls and shit, metal stud. We used to use a chalk line all the time, man, just about every day. Plumb bob and a chalk line, and you can't go wrong.
Yep, doing power line work, I use the plumb bob a lot
too. Mm-hmm. Good invention, man. Okay. Straight up and down and straight across. Mm. Bang, bang.
You better get
I've got a tape measure that's about 35 meters long, 40 meters long, man. This thing is huge. Nearly probably 60. I don't know. Fuck, really. What's going on? That's this big round of line, man. And yeah, you can measure out a whole property with it. It's freaking incredible. But we used to use a chalk line heaps, like in work, you know, because we used to get walls up and all that sort of shit. And yeah, man. How to get a square of a corner using a triangle or aspect, what was that, 325 or something? I can't remember now. 327, I think. Some freaking number we used to use. That was crazy. We used to build walls everywhere. Was he searching for the convergence of man and nature? True forces in harmony rather than at odds. The world outside us wasn't separated from time and science.
What's the documentary about? There's someone's watching. Is someone watching a documentary or something? As we
observe nature, news maybe? Oh, yeah. We can hear something.
Definitely an old lady's voice in the background.
Is it on your TV, is it? It's just flashing. Oh, it's on ships.
Yeah.
Anything new in the news lately?
I'm turning it down. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, I couldn't quite hear it. What's the latest drama on the news today, Shep?
I don't know.
What are we going to be scared of?
I know the U.S. shot down 75 Iranian missiles that the Iran shot
drones
towards.
Were shot down by Israel yesterday, too.
Yeah. 300-something drones and missiles, and over 75% were shot down. It's the biggest biggest air battle ever, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Only a couple got through about it. Yeah. Not even a war.
No.
Far out. I hate to see if we're at war.
Not to be.
Yeah.
It's in the cards.
Friendly slaps at each other right now.
Yeah, little bitch slaps.
They're out there in the front yard having a friend.
Kitty games. Yeah. They didn't do too bad. I think they stopped about freaking 295 of them. That wasn't too bad. Only about three or four got through, I think. Probably through. So the iron dome's working all right by the sounds of it.
Right.
Long live the iron dome.
I mean, the U.S. blowing up 75 of missiles probably didn't help or hurt either. Yeah.
Bit of help in the background. Yeah. We all get by with a little help from our friends. Do you need anybody? I want somebody to love. And here they come. All right, well, we call it skirmishes, Avery, I guess. A bit of a skirmish. Well, I'm going bush in about a week, so I'm packing my bag tomorrow and I don't know where I'm going. I'm serious, I'm going, man.
You need to help.
I've been talking about it for 3 months and I'm actually going.
Talking about it for 3 years.
Yeah, he hasn't left his fucking room. That's the funniest thing. Poor old girl's asleep when she used to be.
No, you're going to get out there in the bush and be like, this fucking sucks. Go home.
Where's Podbeam out here? No freaking Wi-Fi, man. That's going to really suck, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
Fucking not go out bush. Just what the fuck are you going
to do? I'm thinking maybe that was just a phase I went through for a couple of years, you know. Maybe it's not me anymore.
Yeah, no, probably not.
I feel like more going to a retirement village or something, you know, like a retreat.
That'd probably
Where I could be pampered.
An assisted living home or something.
Yeah, something like that. Woo! Someone to wipe me ass and freaking wipe me dribble. That'd be great. That would be fantastic. Yeah, I reckon that'd be better than out there chasing kangaroos. I just don't know how I'm going to survive now because I'm not as fast. Yeah. Spiders, yeah, mosquitoes. Biting you all night.
You sitting out there in a fucking bush with fucking your ghillie suit on, dude.
I might settle for a drive.
It just sounds cool for a couple hours.
I might just go ahead. Yeah. I'd be like, what the fuck am I doing here? Yeah. This is stupid. Yeah. Feel like Day of the Dickhead, eh? Just sitting in the wilderness getting zapped with all these mosquitoes and freaking bugs and everything up your legs.
People don't live like that.
It's
people
like, well, this like is fun.
For a reason.
Can't wait to get back to Podbeam and tell them how great of a day I had or week in my adventure.
Yeah, we don't do that shit anymore.
Well, I'm just eating alive.
We don't have to live like that.
Yeah. It'll make a good audio, though. You could hear me. The bastard things are eating me out here. I'd be like the crocodile hunter or something, the wild man out in the bush. What do you call him?
Crocodile man. What was his name?
Crocodile Dundee.
That's it.
Steve Urban.
Oh, yeah. Bear Grylls. I'll be like a Bear Grylls.
You're never a Bear Grylls. You know.
Oh, bullshit, Sue. So you haven't seen me out there in the wilderness. You've seen my shorty shorts. Yeah, right. You know
he's
better
phony,
than that. Come
man.
On.
You show his old fucking feet.
I'm going to just say it.
Fuck Bear Grylls, bro. He's a fucking. He's a sham. He would be pretending that he's out somewhere in the middle of nowhere. The camera pans. You see the fucking highway. Car's driving. Get the fuck out of here with him.
That's like Crocodile Dundee. Where
I'm not,
he does
I'm not
that,
saying
like,
he probably isn't trained and he couldn't necessarily do it, but that show wasn't him doing it like the other guys that do it for us on TV.
He was trained as a Boy Scout, wasn't he?
He was trained to suck dick in Boy Scouts. That's about it. Fucking faggot ass homo.
I hate being lied to.
He's little weed. Look at him. Makes me sick.
I hate being lied to, man.
Grills, man.
Back.
What's up, Billy? How you doing?
Well, he's fucked. Anyway, what about Bear Grylls? He's on too, man.
So we're talking about.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the other day, Lord.
Putting penises in his mouth and sucking on him.
Eric's just arrived because he wanted a word with Eric. He's in the room.
Swallowing him.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? Well, that was talking to
Hello, Sam. Hello, Seth. Hello, Jose. Hello, Sue. Hello, Paul. Hello, Humble Dog. Everyone here.
Holy shit.
Hey, Ellie. Bloody hell, you blew your head off.
You're loud, Ellie.
Okay.
Coming in a little.
Hello.
A little abrasive, girl.
Whew. Bump the bass.
Mr. Pierce, is it
chalk? It's now Monday. Let's not get too excited.
Is that cat, Mr. Pink Style Eye?
He's making fun of me having a star.
That's so funny.
A star in my right eye.
Anyway, by the way, the last night was pretty good. Also, thank you.
Yeah. What do you get?
I gotta go. Okay.
You doing okay,
bye.
Sue?
Bye, sir.
Yes, I'm just having a load of shit afternoon. People going sick on me and shit.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
No way, you just
do. Get your arm. You can do it. They can.
Take care, love.
I don't matter about my arm, love. I'm the best person. Don't worry about.
No yo-yos, so don't put in any yo-yos when you're dying.
Okay, I'll see you later.
See you later.
Bye. Am I still loud? Oh my god, I don't know what's happening.
Ah, you gonna make me beat you up today, girl. We called in.
Am I still loud, Russell?
Oh, Selena. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you're fine.
Really?
Yeah, you're fine.
You made her lose. Like you can't. Actually, I guess it was because of my microphone.
Yeah, it was
usually the.
Hey, Selena, how are you? Good to see you this morning. We're going to the old man show today. It starts at 10. He has Shonda on there today. So I think you'll like today.
Why everyone's quiet?
I was waiting for Selena to say something, but.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. Selena.
Hello, Selena.
Yeah, it's morning tea with Shonda today over there at the old man's show. It's she does like artist things. She does like interviews with authors and all that stuff, and then she always has some kind of topic to talk about. This. Pretty interesting. She's the smarter of all the navigators over there. At least that's what they all lead you to believe.
Yeah. Intellectual.
Actually, I might be careful about my language, you know.
Yeah.
I know Selena does know about Erica's words.
That's true, Pinka. That's true.
But I feel terrible.
You haven't said anything, Ellie. Why would you feel terrible?
Yeah, I don't like, you know, teach bad words to kids.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a teacher. Right. I just always try to, you know, like.
Teacher. Just make yourself a teacher.
She is
now.
A teacher.
I'm a philosopher right now, a little bit of Plato.
Oz. She does. She teaches English.
Oh, shit. You're right. I don't teach you the English, you teach us. You got a different dictionary,
that's her job.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
I'm a very good teacher.
She's not using the Urban Dictionary teaching the kids English, man.
No, I hope not, yeah.
She has a little
coup. What do you think of me?
I didn't say you're a pedophile. I'm not a pedophile. It's like, never doubted your work. Maybe a little bit corrupted human being. Yeah, I don't know about pedos.
Far out. I don't know where Vinny
is. No, I would never think that of you, Ellie. If you were, I would have loved to have had you as my teacher. Oh, my God.
No, but it's different, you know, like, in times.
I know, it's all different. It's all different.
It's just, it's like, I don't know whether to believe you or not.
I guess Gavin is kind of like busy because he's going to be a teacher either.
Well, that's good.
If you were born into my family and knew my brother, Ty, older step siblings and cousins were started teaching him bad habits, including cursing and a toddler before he was old enough to start school. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know because I'm coming from a strict family, so they are raised in a way that we should be polite with children. Not good at all. Can you please stop talking shit? Oh my god.
What happened?
Hey.
Selena says, can you please stop talking shit?
You're talking shit, Selena.
Selena, okay, whom do you mean? Sit hard, and I just want to be soft a little with her.
She said I'm going to talk a little soft.
What's going on? We got a... we got some problems, haven't we?
In the comments.
Someone's done something. What are you doing down there, Eric? Leave her alone, for Christ's sake. No better than that. Well, no one's else typed anything, have they? I know I haven't, so I'm clean. So I'm safe. I haven't touched the chat room for at least freaking half an hour. Whew. It must be you, Eric. Are you troublemaking again down there? Bloody hell. Can't let you out for freaking 12 hours, mate. We might have to put you on a block. Block Eric. Imagine that. The first show on Podbean to block Eric. That'd be hilarious. Oh, shit. I might be the other dude. I'll check it, Eric. I know it wouldn't be it. Anyway, I can't be bothered with even reading it. Could be the things to do than reading the chat at the moment.
You can't be bothered.
I'll read it for you.
Thank you very much.
We're in the chat. Am I reading?
Someone's upset, Selena. She's only a young girl.
We got no Selena in the comments.
Selena, don't worry. Cats loves children. Don't get them wrong.
Oh, someone. I don't know what's going on with this. That's all right. We have these moments.
Yeah. Yeah, it's four, and he's a really good dad. Sorry, daddy. No. His father.
Did you say dadda? I like that. That's cool. I like dadda. He's your dadda. Dadda. Mommy. Mama. Who's your dadda?
Oh my god.
I can't stand that. Yeah, I know. Freaky shit.
You know what else is freaky,
I should work it out.
It's real freaky as my show ends in 3 minutes because the old man comes on.
Whee!
It's gonna be in. Hello,
yeah,
Angie.
Yeah, you doing?
How you doing, Angie?
Yeah, that,
well, that'd be great.
Me and Angie, you know, like won the prize.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I was. Yeah.
No. Let me see what this says.
What prize did you win? What's the prize, Ellie?
I don't know.
She said, I don't know.
You don't know the prize.
She won the trivia contest yesterday, and then at the end of the month we'll do like a.
Yeah, that's my second time. I don't want to brag.
Big trivia contest where all the winners from the month get to are eligible for merchandise and a Cuban cigar.
No, I just like the entitlement, you know, because I'm so fucking competitive when it comes to contests and, you know, things like that. You know, I might be even mean at some contests.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you've never seen that face of me,
never.
Russell.
Never.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure it exists.
Vicious. Idea. Like a wild child. Oh, I. Well, Ellie,
you want the Cuban?
What you can get. Well, you get a couple of paper or
no,
something.
No, no, who's low flow Denver gets cigarettes. Okay. Cigarettes. We're going to give away. Eliminated Brilliance of Caps merchandise. The new show that we're doing in the middle, we're giving away a shirt for it and we're giving away a Cuban cigar.
Cuban cigar. Yeah, right. Caps, if you want to send it to me, you know, it's just going to cost you. So I don't want to bother you. So
If we send it anywhere, it's going to cost us at least. So.
I want to thump Cap's face rubbed into it.
Get Cap to jump on his bicycle and pedal it over there to you.
Is Cap's in the charge of sending that?
Probably get sent from whatever it is, the place we get our merchandise from. What?
Oh, shit.
She's saying capiche. You understand capiche?
It's a peace sign. Yeah, you show me. She's getting aggravated with me.
I heard it. I hear a sign and everything. I'll fucking show you, Dad.
You're going to get the lip in a minute, man. You're going to get the lip.
Mm-hmm.
And that breathing, you're going to get that.
What does that even say?
Yeah, fucking, so shit. Fucking women, man.
What are you writing?
It's a female thing for shit.
So fucking, so yeah. Eyes rolling and all that shit, man. Nah.
Oh, man. There's going to be a full
attention.
Just trying
to smack him. Like, just stop it with that. Piss or aggressive, man.
So, do you want to in the shower, Russell?
Yeah, the old man started. People are more than welcome to go over there and check him out and give it a listen.
All right. Yeah.
And,
so...
it's always a good time. Always a good time over there.
Yeah, I just came in to say thank you for the last night. That was a great show, tribute show. Yeah, pretty good, funny.
Yeah. And then I will be back on in a couple hours at 12 my time. 2 hours from now, I'll be back on. Yeah, see you soon, Pink Eye. Pink Eye for sure, guy.
See you,
stop.
Caps.
You can put it on the TV. Leave
the TV. Have a good day, Caps.
Have a good day,
everyone.
Yep. Yeah, have a good one.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I got 3-year-old
messing with stuff.
See ya.
Yeah, see y'all soon. Thank y'all for being here, and I'll be back on in a couple hours. See everybody soon.